Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning, midweek. Wednesday, July 12th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. 74 degrees and partly sunny skies here in Marion. All kinds of housekeeping to do here very quick off the bat. If you didn't hear in hour number one, we are very happy to announce that Pastor Craig will be returning to WGH Radio Every Friday morning at 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m., the new show is What's Happening Marion with Pastor Craig every Friday morning, 11:15 a.m. until 12 p.m. starting this Friday. Also, the Exchange Club will pick up again this Friday. Pastor Craig will be joining that show on a weekly basis, and Matt Morgan will be joining that show on a weekly basis. And we will add somebody to that mix as time goes on. Coming up this Friday, Friday Night Live, we're going to have a big show Friday night. Yesterday, we got the confirmation that we have somebody coming on the show who has been on this station for about 15 minutes. And if you blinked, you probably missed it. But we are very excited to be able to book this person Friday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're not going to want to miss the Friday night show this week. And as I said, we've had a lot of women over the years on the Friday night show. Emily, Camden, Olivia. In the beginning, we had a host co-host of that show. We've had other people. It's been a whole group, and they've all been very nice. But this week, I think we've got the right one. So tune in Friday night for that. And again, I won't be on tomorrow. I have my 8-week checkup. But tomorrow morning, there will be a brand new show on, because last week from the Marion County Fair, when we had Mary Ellen Withrow and George Kasotis and the Magicians and all of that on, Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, the reception did not end up being well. So we have the hard copy of that, and that will air tomorrow morning between 8:15 and 10 o'clock. So you will not want to miss that for love nor money. Now, if anybody has anything they'd like to say, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, Sarah and I were having a conversation there before the break. Two things were on the table. What stores in Marion do you miss the most? Now, our restaurant, it could be a restaurant, could be any business, really. Sarah said Fashion Bug, because they specialized in plus-size women's clothing and jewelry and things of that nature. And I guess we really don't have a store like that in Marion anymore, so Sarah was missing the Fashion Bug. So what businesses in Marion do you miss? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, the other, it's a silly conversation, and I guess it's because Sarah was talking about clothing that this brought this to my attention. But have you noticed, I'm an observer in life, and heaven knows that people have said things about the way I dress. The thing that I get is I don't wear enough short sleeves, I guess. And I've always said the reason for this is every place I work has air conditioning. And when you're in air conditioning for a long period of time, it gets kind of cool. So that's why wearing a sweatshirt in the summer is no big deal to me. And honestly, I see a lot of people wearing sweatshirts in the summer. But the conversation I was in was, have you noticed how many middle-aged women are still wearing the jeans with the holes in them? Now, I guess they still sell those. I don't really know. I'm not a woman, so I don't know what exactly is sold and where it's sold. But I thought that was a thing like 20 or 30 years ago. But apparently, you know, I think you get stuck in an era. And whatever you were wearing in that era is what you still wear today. And I don't know why this just dawned on me recently, but maybe it was because I was at the fair. And I saw a lot of people, a lot of women, not girls, a lot of women who are in their, I would say at least 40s, 50s, maybe even some in their 60s, who are still wearing the jeans with the holes in them. Now, again, if that's what you want to do, okay, that's fine. I've got no problem with that. But I don't know. Do you think that is something you should be doing? You know, we had this similar conversation with tattoos. You know, what's it going to be like in 20 or 30 years when everybody's grandparents has tattoos? Because that certainly is not a thing right now, because the people getting all the tattoos, 30% of the population, are fairly young. So as they get older, how's that all going to look? How's that all going to mesh? Has anybody else noticed this? That a lot of women, I don't see a lot of men doing that. I don't see a lot of men with holes in their jeans. And it used to be a thing for men. I remember when men wore holes in their jeans. But I don't see a lot of older men, middle-aged men, with holes in their jeans. I don't know. It's a fascinating thing to me. Maybe it's an observant thing that I picked up at the Marion County Fair. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think you get stuck in a fashion at some point in your life, and it's just what you do for the rest of your life? I don't know. And I'm not even saying these people look bad. I'm not saying they look bad at all. I mean, wear what you want. But, I don't know. I'm not going to get too deep in the woods on this one, but that's just a trend. You know, the other day what I was also talking about with somebody is men who have earrings. Now, have you noticed that that has kind of disappeared? That for a long time, men got their ears pierced. Now, all of a sudden, that's not so much of a thing. And a matter of fact, a lot of the men who got their ears pierced when they were very young now don't wear the earrings anymore, and the holes have closed up where they were pierced. I don't know what that's all about. I guess fads come and go is the way it goes. All right. Any stores, any businesses you miss in Marion, or any conversation you'd like to add to the fad conversation here, jeans with holes in them, people who wore earrings, of course, the great tattoos conversations that we've always had here. I don't know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you've got anything on your mind this morning. And again, coming up on Friday, the return of Pastor Craig to this station at 11:15 a.m. What's happening, Marion, with Pastor Craig? And then he'll also be a member of the new Exchange Club along with Matt Morgan on Friday at 12:15. And then Friday night, 8:15 to 10 p.m., we've got somebody joining us, Matt, Sean, and I, that you're not going to want to miss. I guarantee you that Friday night show is going to be great. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. And Pastor Craig's show will really fill you in on what's going on in Marion and have local guests on and really set the plate for things going on in the community, which I think will be a great, great show. And I've also got an interview coming up on Friday morning at 10:15 a.m. that you're really not going to want to miss, and you're just going to have to tune in Friday morning to hear who that's going to be. Now, again, and I want to say phone lines are open if there's anything you'd like to comment on here. 740-751-4038. Stores maybe you miss in Marion. Businesses maybe you miss in Marion. Or fads, clothing fads, earrings, tattoos, all that sort of thing. Or we can talk about the old love bomb again. You know, when I say love bomb, it sounds to me like something you put on your lips. You know, get the love bomb. My lips are a little dry. But no, it's trying to get somebody to like you early on by doing things maybe you would not normally do. But that's that. That's showbiz. 740-751-4038. Now, here's an interesting topic for you. And this is in the Scientific American Journal. So we're really going highbrow with this one this morning. Scientific American Journal. As I was doing some show prep this morning, because I had some time to do some show prep this morning, I thought this was an interesting topic. Now, here is the title, and I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but it's going to give you the gist of what's going on here. Why the secrets you keep are hurting you. How about that? Why the secrets you keep are hurting you. Now, I'm going to read this couple paragraphs here so you kind of get the idea of what this article is about. It hurts to keep secrets. Secrecy is associated with lower well-being, worse health, and less satisfying relationships. Research has linked secrecy to increased anxiety, depression, symptoms of poor health, and even the more rapid progression of disease. There is a seemingly obvious explanation for these harms. Hiding secrets is hard work. You have to watch what you say. If asked about something related to the secret, you must be careful not to slip up. This could require evasion or even deception. Constant vigilance and concealment can be exhausting. New research, however, suggests that the harm of secrets doesn't really come from hiding after all. The real problem with keeping a secret is not that you have to hide it, but that you have to live with it and think about it. Now, how about that? Now, I would say that most everybody that I know has some kind of a secret. Now, I don't think people keep secrets from everybody, but I would say that probably everybody has some kind of a secret. Now, this is interesting to me because people have said that I'm a secretive person. Now, to be honest with you, I have to admit that I really don't think that I have any secrets. I really, really don't. I was trying to think of one this morning because I thought, well, I'll talk about that, you know, because there's nothing I wouldn't talk about. But here's my thing, and I think this is why I get the secretive rep. I think I'm more of what you would call a private person. I don't necessarily have any secrets that I want to keep hidden. I think I just don't talk about everything. Now, if you would ask me about something, I would tell you about it. There's nothing that I'm trying to keep from people, but a lot of times I feel that what I have to say is not all that interesting. If it's going on in my life, I don't think it's all that fascinating. So I just don't talk about it. You know, I don't talk about family. I don't talk about things like that. Because I just don't think it's all that interesting. But I wouldn't call that a secret because I'm not really trying to hide it from anybody. I just don't talk about it. Now, again, if somebody would ask, I would say it. So I don't really think I'm a secretive person, which is good news because apparently that's bad for your health, according to the Scientific American Journal. Now, and I'm going to, and I hate to even bring this up, but I'll just show you the type of damage that a secret can do. And this is the truth. And I mean this with all sincerity. And I'm not going to get too deep into this, because I don't want to rehash this. But a few months ago, I was talking about something on this show. And as many of you know, aside from little notes about remembering to tell people about shows coming up or little things I want to talk about, I really don't make any notes for this show. This is just me talking. So one morning I came on and I had a conversation about something. Now, I never said anybody's name and I never said, I didn't really say much. Let's say that. I was just kind of having a normal dialogue that I normally have on the air. Well, apparently this was somebody's secret. And this person was not happy with me. That they felt that I was going to say their secret. Now, I can honestly say that I was never going to do that. And to be honest with you, I was not talking about that person at all. I don't know if they'll ever believe that for how angry they were about that. But I really wasn't talking about that person. But regardless, it makes a point that secrets do hurt you. And keeping the secrets do damage to you, I think mentally, physically, the whole thing. And certainly in that particular case, where I never said anybody's name, where I never, nothing. I never did anything with that. This person got very angry and very upset. And so there you go. Secrets can be harmful. Now, what do you think? Do you think that you should keep a secret? I don't know. See, clearly it's not good for you. Now, I kind of sound high and mighty when I say I don't have any secrets, because I'm sure that I do. Now, I will tell you this. I've kept secrets for other people. I mean, people have told me things that I'm sure they don't want people to know. People have told me stuff about themselves. People have told me stuff about their kids. People have told me stuff about their families. I know stuff about politicians in this town, well-known people. You know, I have a lot of secrets, but they're not my secrets. So I don't think they're hurting my health. So I guess the question is, according to Scientific American here, do you think secrets are harmful to you and other people? Let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Are secrets harmful? Now, I tell you, this is something I think we're going to talk about a little bit on the exchange on Friday. And we may even talk about this on the Friday night show. Because secrets are fascinating to me. Because I guess, in a manner of speaking, I feel that I don't have any secrets. Now, maybe I do. I don't know. I certainly am not purposely keeping any secrets, but I know people who are personally keeping secrets, and I guess that's their business, but do you think that somebody should let it rip, that it should just let their secrets go? Because if they don't have to keep them anymore, then they don't have to sidestep the conversation. They don't have to worry about anybody else putting their secrets out there. They don't have to worry about really anything. Do you think it's healthier just to let it out? You know, what's that old conversation, the truth will set you free? Maybe. I don't know. It's a tough subject. And it'll be interesting on Friday to see what Pastor Craig and Matt and the group on Friday night, Sean, and our guest on Friday night, have to say about this. I wonder what they would say about this particular topic. Does anybody have an opinion here? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
It's me, Scott.
Yes, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I think somebody called in about that fashion bug.
Yes.
I think that chain went out. I think around Silicon Columbus, I don't ever see, I haven't heard of that for years.
Yeah, so
it was. I could probably look it up on the internet and see, but I can't remember where the stores used to be that any of them are open.
So it was a chain.
I think it was because there were, you know, different towns.
That's interesting.
Them.
Yeah, because apparently there are no plus-size shops for people here in town.
Well, Kohl's, and I don't know about that, what's that other one? I don't, let's see, what is it? That one that's there by that Office Max or something.
Do you notice the older girls wearing the holy jeans?
No.
Well, maybe it's just the group I'm traveling in, I guess. I don't know. I saw a lot of that at the fair. Let's put it that way.
Well, to me, I never really got into that, but I don't see anything wrong with, you know, if you want to wear them, wear them.
Oh, that's right. I mean, the bottom line is if you want to wear them, wear them. I just think it's interesting to see somebody in their 40s and 50s because I think about, like, my grandparents. Now, if I saw them in jeans with holes, that would be odd to me.
Do you think it'd be odd if I would wear them?
Well, I don't know. No, because I don't see you like a grandmotherly person. So,
yes, I am. I'll be 80.
Well, right, but I guess because you're not my grandmother, I don't think of it. So I think it's Now, if my mother, yeah, you know what? If I saw my mother in holy jeans, I would think that was odd.
Well, I think it's odd for anybody, but it's just like a fashion wear because my hair is almost down to my waist, and I don't wear it in ponytails anymore, but I just throw it up on my head, and most people wouldn't wear ponytails.
Well,
but I do some and stuff and things, and, you know, like somebody about 80 wear ponytails.
Well, but, you know, I think to each their own, and again, I'm not telling people not to wear their holy jeans. If they want to wear them, that's fine. And I'm saying some people look fine in them. I mean, they don't look bad. But it's just interesting to me how people get stuck in a certain period. And if they were wearing them 20, 30 years ago, they just keep right on wearing them.
Yeah, I think I'm stuck in a period, but I had a friend... If she saw anybody with the kids warm and stuff, when I would go down by the, you know, the bus stops and say, those pajamas, they would kind of wear those, I think, before it looked like those. She didn't like anybody wearing those out.
Well, that's a funny thing, because I bet the people who wear holy jeans probably judge the people who wear pajamas. But it's just a different era. It's just their thing. It's just how they do.
I said, as long as they're covered, I could care less.
Well, I'll tell. Well, what do you make? Because I found this article in the Scientific American Journal this morning about secrets. Very interesting. Well, what do you make? Do you think it's bad to keep a secret if you have one?
Well, my friend told me if you have a secret and you tell somebody, it's no secret anymore. As long as you tell one person, it's no secret.
Well, I don't. You know, that's interesting because, as I said earlier, I know some people's secrets. A lot of people's secrets, as a matter of fact. And I don't tell them to anybody else, but I don't know. I mean, should you tell other people's secrets? Would that help them at least get it off their chest?
No, if somebody tells you a secret. But to me, when she said that, I thought, well, I never heard of that. But she said once you tell somebody else, it's no longer a secret. I guess secret is supposed to be just for you. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, though.
You don't say that when you tell one person. She said it's not. Maybe she meant that person probably would tell other people, but she said, when you tell, you have a secret, you tell it to somebody. She said, it's no longer a secret. So.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm in a bad position because, let's say I was just having a conversation with somebody else, a friend. Let's say I'm out to dinner, and I mention that secret to somebody else. Well, chances are, it's probably not going to get back to the person that I've told their secret if I just tell somebody at dinner. So that becomes kind of nothing. But if I say it over the airwave, not thinking about it, because sometimes, like I say, I don't write anything down, I don't write a script, and I say it, well, then a few people have heard it. And then, you know, it kind of becomes a bad thing. So it's a bad position to be in sometimes.
Well, you know, you're always like, you know, tell somebody a secret, I'll tell you a secret. But maybe that's what she meant, because she just said once, if you have a secret and you tell somebody, you said it's not a secret anymore. Once you tell somebody, so, and well, I couldn't figure that out, but I think that's what she meant.
Well, I guess
once you tell somebody, your secret is I think she meant for you only. And when you tell your secret to somebody else, it's no secret.
Well, I guess
that's what she was trying to say.
Well, I guess the final result of this article, do you think the person who's been keeping the secret should let it out? And maybe that would do better by them, because apparently the Scientific America has found that if you keep a secret, you can get increased anxiety, depression, symptoms of poor health, and even more rapid progression of disease.
Well, if you tell the secret, if somebody didn't want the secret out there, you'd probably get worse than that. So I would say if somebody tells you a secret, you don't tell it unless it's...
Oh, no, I'm saying, do you think... I'm saying, do you think they should tell it, the person who has the secret? Because apparently it can wreak havoc with your health.
Oh, you mean if somebody tells you a secret, like if you told me a secret, should I tell somebody?
Yeah, should you let it out so it's not a secret anymore?
No, they told you, and maybe you're the only person they told, and then a lot of people, it wouldn't matter, they would tell it anyway. And it might be something, that's when the person would get the... anxiety, I would think. You don't tell a secret or else they would be telling it. And if they can't tell it to anybody, why should you? So, no.
Right, but I'm saying the person who has the secret, the person who's...
Yeah.
Okay, not the person who told. Should they get it off their chest?
No.
Well, I don't know.
If somebody tells you something in secret, you don't tell it.
Well, I guess
because
I don't...
you know when they're telling you, in secret, because it's up to the person that has the secret to tell it.
And then well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, should the person who has the secret tell it?
Tell everybody else, because to me, if somebody tells you a secret and they don't want it told, they figure you won't tell it.
I'm not saying that anybody should tell anybody else's secrets, but I'm saying should the person who has the secret tell people, because apparently if you don't, you worry about it all your life.
No, because the secret is, if you tell anybody, what I am getting, is that most people won't keep secrets. So if you tell somebody your secret, you may as well just tell it yourself, because they will probably tell their friend and their friend, and then it's going to be out there anyway.
Right.
So if you've got a secret and you don't want anybody to know something you did or killed somebody or whatever, you better not tell it, because it's going to be out there probably. There's not too many that can keep secrets.
Well, now, see, that's interesting, because if you killed somebody, now, I think I would have to tell the secret, because
that's
illegal.
That's what I said.
What's illegal,
yeah,
though? I don't think you can keep something illegal a secret.
No. That's what I said about that statue on the courthouse. That was one of the worst things I ever heard. I mean, a judge, even if he knew, that was terrible out of him. When somebody does something like that, steals something, and people are wondering all those years, no, to me, something's wrong with them. You don't do
I don't think a judge knew. I believe the only person who knew who really did it was Steve Stewart at WMRN, who was the newsman, and Charlie knew, obviously, because he went and got the statue. I don't think anybody else knew. I think those were
the
only...
that judge knew. Maybe...
No, Judge Myers said don't even bring it up, because he felt it would be destroyed if it was brought up on the air.
Well, I have a feeling he probably knew, too, but...
Well, but regardless...
That's what I said. I mean, that's what I said. I can't get over them doing that, even if they were 15 years old and stuff, and all those years, and people wondering. To me, stuff like that doesn't make sense. So.
Well, see, here's the problem, though. Now, take Charlie and Steve Stewart, who wanted the statue back. They definitely knew who took it, but they did not tell who took it for many, many years. Matter of fact,
I thought they didn't know till later years that they finally found out.
Oh, no.
They tried to get it back, and they did.
Well, they knew when they got it back, but they never told anybody.
Yeah.
But they never told anybody who took it. They knew who took it, but they never said it, who it was.
Yeah, I don't know if I could live with myself. Something like that, if I didn't want to... that I told it, I would do it anonymously. I mean, that one lady that gives the money, who, was it Charlie, to find that? She probably died without even ever knowing if it was ever found.
No, she lived. She like lived. Maxine Neff lived into her 90s.
Oh, did she?
Yep, she saw
it. Did she stuff like that? I mean, they knew that people were looking for it. I mean, some people, that's where your conscience comes in. You either kind of have one or you don't.
See, I don't know. See, there are all different kinds of situations because, see, now there you feel that they should have told the secret, even though it was a secret. But
yes, if somebody, if I knew or if somebody told me, and when I know it's not theirs and stuff and things where the people want it, it's really Marion's statue. It's not theirs. They stole it. Yes, something like that. Yes, or somebody killed somebody or certain stuff like that. But, and things, but not like if somebody had a baby and it was somebody else's or something. I would do that stuff.
Well,
that's
I'll tell
not
you
for me to get in there and do that, but that statue, yeah, that made me so mad when they found that and stuff. I could not believe it. Anybody that could, if I sold a loaf of bread, I had to tell it. So,
well, you know what's interesting? With the whole dog collar case, when it comes to since the prosecutor and the police chief have already said they will not prosecute, I wouldn't even have to keep that a secret anymore because nothing will happen.
If the person brought it back, I would say they probably did not want their name known, so I probably wouldn't. I mean, if that's like, you know, getting it back and stuff, because unless it was even with your name, well, if you did take it, plaster all over the news and stuff, because maybe that's what they're afraid of, that somebody will say their name and they don't want it told. I never thought of that.
Well, see how
the papers like Mr. Smith stole the...
Well, and we learned that was the case with Lady Justice, was the man was the president of the Historical Society at the time when he returned.
I cannot believe that.
So I'm sure he did not want his name out there, and I think that's why they kept it a secret.
But the thing is, that's what I said, when people kill people, they don't want to take the blame for it. And to me, if you kill somebody, you ought to be able to, you know, to take the blame for it. And I don't know. It's just like these people, I don't know if they can be rehabilitated or not, but when you take somebody and they stab somebody 140 some times, and I see this stuff on TV, like a 15-year-old girl and a young kid doing that, and then some are older, they don't stab them a few times, it'll be over 100. Why would you ever let them out? If they've got a temper, they've got that in them. Used to, when I was growing up, I believe you should not ever put anybody to death. But there's getting so many people now, we probably pay more for a prisoner than we do for the kids in school. And you know, if you let them out, they're probably going to kill again. So that's for somebody else to do. But thought what I wanted to call you about in today's paper. I don't know if you saw the others, but they've got those, I'm going to say it's the, what is it? They've got those license plate reader cameras.
Yes.
There's a write-up today, I guess, the Sheriff Bells and that Mr. Schauber kind of got into it at the meeting. Could you have them on? I down one street a few days ago, but it was like a tripod, and I passed it before I even... And I thought, is that one of those cameras? I thought they would put them on a pole, but this was like, you know, somebody could pick it up, like a metal tripod. So it says that they're getting, the sheriff's getting 32, and the drug force is getting 6, I think, and the city's getting, is it 6? So there will be, I thought most of them will be put in the city, but I think Sheriff Bales, that would have to be almost, county too, I think.
Well, I could ask to see. You say he and Schauber got into it.
Oh yeah, it said he did, and so Bells left. I guess Mr. Schauber isn't saying. They act like he might have the wrong information. It says 19 have already been installed around Marion County, so that means probably county too. And then it says including several locations inside Marion city limits. I thought maybe it's going to be just inside the city, but that's about 40 cameras. And I don't know if it's the kind that just takes your license plate, and I don't know what
Well, you know what that is? That's a secret.
We can't be telling those. No secrets.
No, and I don't know if they... that's what I'd like to know, what they're using them for. Because that's an awful lot for Marion. I can see these big cities having them. You know, if you're wanting somebody that's robbed something or something.
Well, the mayor has said he's for it the last time he was on here, and apparently Sheriff Bales is for it. So maybe I'll try to get Jason Schauber on to find out why he's against it. So we'll see what I can do. Tune in Friday. I won't be on tomorrow, but listen tomorrow because that new show with Mary Ellen and George and the Magicians is on tomorrow. So listen to that, and I'll be back on Friday morning.
Yeah, I think Sheriff Bales would be good because he said that Mr. Schauber did not know, I guess, the use of them or something. So I thought that'd be kind of neat because they're already putting them up. But I went down Church Street. I usually don't go that way. I forget where I saw that. It's like a tripod in it, you know, with like a round thing. And I thought, after I got by, I thought, is that one of those cameras? So,
well, there's one out. There's one out right in front of the studio. If you want to see one, drive over by the studio. There's one right there.
Will be your studio?
Yep. It's right out.
Is it high or low on the ground?
Well, it's on the ground. I mean, you definitely can't miss it.
Well, this one was about maybe 4 feet, or I don't know if it'd be 5 feet, 4 feet or something, but it was straddled, you know, like a tripod thing, like somebody taking a picture and using these tripods or something.
Right. No, it's taller than that.
Over 5 foot?
Oh, yeah. It's probably seven, 8 feet.
Oh, no. This what I saw was, I thought they'd be putting them up on poles. But, so I'll notice when I go that way again.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, there you go. I don't know. You know, apparently there's arguments about these cameras that are, I guess, taking pictures of people's license plates. I guess that's the idea. Well, apparently Sheriff Bales and Councilman Schauber got into it. We'll see what we can do for Friday. Friday might be a big day here at this station. We got Pastor Craig returning at 11 a.m. We got the Exchange Club returning at 12. Well, there's another topic. Should people be looking at your license plate? I got a big interview Friday at 10 a.m. Pastor Whitaker will be back this week after a short illness at 9 a.m. Who knows what's going to happen on Friday? All right, 740-751-4038, 52 minutes past the hour. I guess the question's now, should we have these license plate cameras here in Marion taking pictures of people's license plates? And is it good to keep a secret? You know, there are a lot of cases in life where you do have to keep a secret. You know, we talked about Lady Justice there. That was a secret that was kept for 20, 30 years. The dog collar. Well, clearly somebody's keeping that secret. Somebody has to know something about that. I don't know. Secrets are very strange. But I guess this was all brought on this morning, by the way, of a new article in the Scientific American Journal that keeping a secret can lead to increased anxiety, depression, symptoms of poor health, and even more rapid progression of disease. So I guess my thought on this whole thing is that you probably should tell your secrets, because if you don't have any secrets, then you don't have anything to hide. What could be so bad that it's going to wreck your life? I mean, I don't think any secret would wreck anybody's life, truthfully. And I'm trying to find a secret, because I'll tell, if I have a secret, I'll tell it. But I really can't think of anything that would be a secret. There are things, like I say, that I just don't talk about, but if somebody asked me, I'd bring it up. Why not? What's to hide? I don't want any of these things. I don't want any of these poor health, depression, anxiety, all that. Who needs that? I don't need that. So, yeah, I would let it rip if I had a secret. Would you? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And, you know, the whole other question, if you're keeping somebody else's secrets, should you do that? I guess. I mean, if they tell you not to tell anybody, I guess you probably shouldn't. But does it do that person any good? I don't know. You know, but boy, I'll tell you, I was thinking this morning when I read this article, I thought, do you know how many secrets I know about how many different people? I mean, now see, I'll get in trouble for this, but I'm going to say it. There is a secret that I know about a very high-ranking politician in this area, and I've known this secret for quite a while, but I've never said it. Now, should you say it? Because I don't know. People think they should know everything. I don't know. I've never said it, but I know it. And just the person who asked me to keep their identity secret about the dog collar, I've never said that name. I've never said that to anybody. When I have a guest on and they say keep it a secret until I come on the show, I always keep it a secret. You know, I'm good at keeping secrets. That's why I was shocked a few months ago when somebody thought that I was going to tell somebody's secrets, because I've made a life out of keeping people's secrets. When somebody says off the record to me, I keep it off the record. I don't think it's my business to be telling somebody else's secrets, but I guess we're going to find out on Friday what Pastor Craig and Matt and Sean and this person on... See, the person Friday night, I'm keeping that a secret. There's another secret I've kept. I'm full of them. Well, I guess I do have secrets. They're just not my secrets. I don't have any personal secrets, but I have secrets. I guess I'm the keeper of other people's secrets is really what it's all about. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on this as we trickle down to the end of this program today, 56 minutes past the hour, and we will try to get Councilman Schauber on because he seems to be the one who has the opposing viewpoint when it comes to these license plate cameras. I don't know. Apparently there was an argument with he and Sheriff Bales at the City Council on Monday. We'll see what we can work out on that. So Friday morning, don't forget, I'll kick it off at 8 a.m. with a live show. Pastor Whitaker at 9 a.m. I'll be back at 10 a.m. with another live show and a guest you're not going to want to miss on Friday morning. 11 a.m., the new show will be on, What's Happening in Marion, with Pastor Craig, or What's Happening Marion with Pastor Craig is what I should say. That'll be 11 a.m. And then 12 p.m., it'll be the New Exchange Club with Pastor Craig, myself, and Matt Morgan. And we will continue the giveaways on Friday morning, so don't think we're going to do away with that. Again, won't be in tomorrow, but we will have new shows tomorrow morning that you do want to tune into. Mary Ellen, George Kasotis, Pastor Craig, the Magic People, Sean, Matt, and I, all from the fair tomorrow morning, 8 to 10 a.m. while I'm out for a day. Well, hey, you know what? Now, here's something. Because I've got so many secrets on Friday, and we're going to talk about secrets on Friday. We're going to talk about secrets, and we're going to talk about these cameras on Friday. Maybe I'll unburden myself with some of these secrets on Friday. I'll just start ripping these secrets out. I'll just start telling other people secrets. Well, this person did this. Well, this person did this. Well, this person did this. Boy, I'll tell you, that politician would be down here so quick. Woo! But you know what? If it's true, is it wrong? I don't know. I really don't know. Well, it's like holy jeans. I guess it's always in style. If you keep your holy jeans, you keep your secrets. I don't know. I think it's a fun subject. 740-751-4038. 59 minutes past the hour. Friday will be secret day. And I'll tell you what, if I can dream up a secret on myself, I'll tell it Friday. Nothing. I just cannot come up with anything. And, you know, I'm not being facetious in that. I really don't have any deep, dark secrets. I've never murdered anybody. I don't think I've ever done anything remotely bad. I don't know. What would be the secret? Wasn't there a book called The Secret? I don't know if that helped anybody either. Well, tune in Friday. It's going to be secret day. We're going to let them all rip on Friday morning. So you'll want to tune in for that. Everybody's secrets fair game on Friday morning. Okay. I'll be out tomorrow. But for this day, Scott Spears, and it's no secret, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas, Chucky. What is it?